Hello, everyone. I'd like to read today from Psalm 23, verse 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Several years ago, Thomas Hobbes at the University of Washington published a book about his research on human stress. He listed many of the common experiences in life and evaluated their impact on our mental and emotional health. He also rated these common experiences according to the stress level that they produce in our lives. The stress level rating was called Life Change Units, or LCUs. The higher the stress level rating, the higher the LCU. For example, the stress of Christmas was rated at 13 life change units. Remodeling a home was 25 LCUs, or life change units. There were many other stressful events on the list, such as changing jobs, moving, a death in the family, and even kids going back to school. And each event in the list was rated in LCUs, or life change units. Some of these events can be viewed as positive and some of the events are negative, but they all are stressful. And researchers say that based on Thomas Hobbes' rating, if we experience over 300 life change units in a year, then we are in the danger zone. But for us as Christians, our relationship with God can help us in how we handle stress. We all have stressful moments and events in our life. So the question is, how do we respond? And as always, the answer is found in God's Word. You see, the life-changing scripture found in the Bible helps us through and deal with the life-change units. Here in Psalm 23, we find scripture that can help us deal with stress. And of course, Psalm 23 is probably the most popular and well-known passage in the Bible. It is basically a testimony written by David about God's faithfulness during David's own life. And David certainly experienced some stressful times in his life. You remember the battle with Goliath. We see in Scripture where King Saul was trying to kill David, and later David became king. So here, David gives us some insight into how to view stressful moments. In this psalm, David uses the relationship of a shepherd to his sheep as an illustration of the relationship between God and his people. So first of all, we see here the shepherd's relationship to the sheep, and that's found in verse 1. David indicates here that his relationship with the Lord is very close and personal. Notice he says, "My shepherd." And then in verse 4 and 5, David changes from using he and him when he refers to God to saying you. He's not referring to God as something or someone who is vague and unknown or distant, but he addresses the Lord as someone he actually has a relationship with, someone he knows in a personal way. As I said earlier, David was a shepherd as a young man, and he knew from experience how important the relationship was between a shepherd and his sheep. The shepherd lived with the sheep and named the sheep, and he knew each one of them by name. The sheep recognized the shepherd's voice, and they were aware of the shepherd's presence. The sheep followed the shepherd wherever he led them, and the sheep trusted the shepherd to supply every need. This is a great illustration of the relationship we have with Jesus. In John 10:11, Jesus referred to himself as the good shepherd, and as Christians, we are his sheep. Aren't you glad that in the stressful times of life, we can say, "The Lord is my shepherd"? You see, we have a personal relationship with Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and he knows us by name. In those stressful times, let's remember to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Let's follow his lead. He will lead us and get us through the stressful events in life. No matter what you're going through, you have the privilege and blessing of being able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd." And also we can follow that with, "I shall not want." So we see here, secondly, the shepherd's responsibility to the sheep. That's found in verse 2 and 4. David tells us what the Lord will do for those that belong to him. There are several promises made here, and we see, first of all, the promise of his provision. We see here the shepherd takes his sheep to the places where they can eat the best grass. David says the shepherd makes the sheep lie down in green pastures. Some Bible translations say pastures of tender grass. You see, not all grass was good for the sheep. There was some grass that would make the sheep sick and even kill the sheep if they ate it. So the shepherd knew the best place for the sheep to eat and to rest. In times of stress and frustration, in times of anxiety and exhaustion, the best place for us is in God's Word. All that God has to offer is found in the green pastures of His Word. In God's Word, we find words of encouragement, words that lift us up, words that give us spiritual nourishment. My friends, we live in a hurry-up, fast-paced world, and we can all get stressed out. But we need to get away to the green pastures and the still waters that we experience by getting away for some quiet time in God's Word. Psalm 46:10, God says, "Be still and know that I am God." So we see here in the shepherd's responsibility to the sheep, there's a promise of his provision. And then there's also the promise of his presence. This is a truth that runs through the entire psalm. We see the shepherd leading the sheep. We see his presence with the sheep at all times. The shepherd is always there. He leads them. He protects them. He feeds them. And he's always with them. So whatever you're going through, like the shepherd with his sheep, God is always with you. In the serene times and the stressful times, God promises to never leave you or forsake you. Whether it's the coronavirus or it's civil unrest, God promises his presence, and he promises to protect you, to lead you, to feed you, and to provide whatever you need. Maybe you're going through a stressful time right now. Maybe your life change units rating is off the charts and you feel overwhelmed, or maybe even in the danger zone. Remember, Jesus is the good shepherd. And if you know him, because of his promise of his provisions and the promise of his presence, you can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Thank you, and God bless.